We're very proud of our church.
Yeah? I'll have to look at that. I don't think I'm... Is that right on this road? On 12?
It's right on 12,
I've probably seen it then.
Yeah, it's a, if you came from... well, no, you didn't come by there if you came down to Northport.
No, I'm not.
But it's right there at the picket wire.
Okay.
Right across the street from the picket wire.
Picket wire?
Picket wire store.
Okay. Yeah, I think I know where it is. Did, is that non-denominational?
Mm-hmm. It's community churches.
Okay. And you've belonged to that for a while, then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did, and I take it your wife attends with you as well, so she...
Well, she was a... She taught Sunday school at church for, she received a 25-year service award.
Wow, that's neat.
That was a couple of years ago.
Okay. Did you grow up, what religion did you grow up with?
It's Protestant.
Pretty much. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what's your wife's occupation?
She's now retired.
Okay.
She was the executive secretary for the Planning Commission in for Los Angeles County.
Okay. And is that down in Trinidad then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how far is Trinidad from here in driving time? Usually 20 minutes?
Well, driving time, you need to allow yourself 30 minutes.
Okay.
You might make it in 20, 25 if there's traffic's light.
Okay. Do a lot of people in this area commute to Trinidad that you know?
Or? Well, yeah, they do. It's getting to the point where this highway is like worse than I-25 since the... they started extracting all the methane gas.
Yeah, right. A lot of people working up here.
Yeah, it's just rough.
Okay. What about, were you and your wife married in a church around here? Or?
We were married in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh,
by
right.
a minister friend of ours.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that why you picked that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, eventually.
Was it it was a church wedding then and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have people that stood up for you?
Mm-hmm. See, my, of course, I wouldn't want you to put this on record,
mm-hmm.
but...
I can turn this off.
Yeah, go ahead.
In church what I'm interested in is church services around here. Have you seen any at the church, or church services, weddings performed in the church that you go to then,
mm-hmm.
ever?
Well, we have some very nice services. Our granddaughter was just had her wedding I think it was the 28th of December,
mm-hmm.
oh, at okay. our community church up here.
Yeah.
And we had another granddaughter that we just attended her wedding it was the 12th of July, I believe, when we had that in a church in Kacharit.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that. Is that on 12 too?
Mm-hmm.
I know that little chapel there.
We had some very beautiful little weddings.
Okay. When weddings are performed, do people typically stand up with the bride and groom?
Well, they have. Now, if we're running our train of thoughts, or if you will, are parallel,
mm-hmm.
you usually have what you call people that stand up for the bride and groom.
Mm-hmm.
They're, I guess you would say, witnesses.
Okay.
In certain parts of the wedding, the people are asked to rise or sit during prayer or whatever.
Right.
The entrance and the departure of the couple.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to tell you.
I was just wondering if they had like a, what they call a best man around here.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They usually have a best man and... the ring bearer, which is usually one of the little ones,
yeah.
sometimes 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Sometimes they have a boy and a girl. But, they have a best man. That's usually usually the groom accepts.
Right, right.